Right, all the other ones say above.
Gotcha.
Above it all, but this one only has a different name.
So you're not sure why it's 4M Holdings?
Is it saved there here somewhere?
So this is your application you turn in with the parcel number.
Yes, above all answers, right.
And then right here it says the 4M Holdings LLC.
Are you here for another party or just yourself?
Just myself. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that or that LLC.
Do you have the card with that parcel number on it?
Yes.
It's the 044. 044 is the one.
Okay, it's actually 045, even though it's unit 44.
He's got a wrong parcel number, he says.
315.
But this is different. This says 046, and it's unit 44.
This is a lot.
So they're just one off.
So the one that's not.
Tim, I'm sorry. I didn't know where we were going to go.
Okay. So 315
is a lot. This
is
the parcel number I've got right here. See, 18.
And the one that's not on the docket is
26319.044.
The address is 325.
For 4M Holdings, and they're out of.
Does that make sense?
It's like,
yeah, that's not me.
That's not you.
No.
Yeah. Which one you need the lot? Need the lot.
Yeah, because the application
others.
Actually says above.
So this
that's
is
why I stuck it together.
This is lot, which is on here. As
I think it's not.
Docket.
This other one is 4M is.
And it's, I shouldn't say it's a lot. No, it's got
a
it's got something on it.
I don't know. If it's the
he's saying that's
a
lot.
They have a couple properties over there.
This,
but it's not them.
When you refer to as in Branson Cove.
0.45. So that one.
This says 305 Water Sound Way, but I don't know why they have it on here for 4M.
Because we went that, by the parcel number.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I stuck it in with the above it all.
Okay, so here's the one that
so
I'm
actually
not,
should have been 4-5.
This is the address I'm not seeing on here in this group. Right.
Okay, so do we want to amend 311 to show 045 and put it in above it all? Is that?
I would agree to that.
Okay.
In other words, I think that what it was written
there's
accidentally as a 44 instead of a 45.
I think you're right.
Okay.
And so, it got on here and they put the actual owner of 44.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that I did that.
So you're saying it's supposed to be 9.045?
So this is not
right.
him.
Yes,
so that's
right.
why they didn't show.
Okay.
All right, so that's
that
above it all
above
as well.
Four.
So
I got that right.
Of them on
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so that gives you 8 total at that address?
5. 5. So I'm here today for just Above It All Ventures, the 5 units in Branson Cove.
Okay. For the record, BOE 2023-311 had the wrong parcel number. Instead of 044, it should be 045, which is actually owned by Above It All Ventures.
My system says that these all go to 999 West Valley Way.
Correct.
Okay, so there's also Blue Hill at Chateau Mountain. There's 3 more units going to that address.
That's correct. And I own those as well, but I come back on the 27th for that conversation.
Okay. Well, we might have a conversation today to save you a trip if
That'd
we can.
Because okay. it's all going to be that same conversation. That's correct.
Okay. And are those in a different
LLC.
Different unit?
Okay. okay. But they're all nightly rental units.
Correct.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Excuse me, just real quick, Susan. Do you have the BOE numbers on those other ones?
For the Blue
yes.
Hill at Chateau Mountain? No, but Alicia, if you're listening, do you know where they're at? She's listening.
Okay.
She'll find them and put them in our folders in a minute if she knows where they're at.
All right. First of all, because I haven't pulled these up yet, it's Dave, right?
Dave.
Yeah, okay.
Dave Patton.
Dave, on all of these properties, they're all in nightly rental. You receive some sort of 100% commercial notice, and you're appealing. Are you appealing value or appraised value, or are you just appealing classification?
I'm actually...
classification being residential, mixed use, or commercial.
No.
And then also there is appraised value, of course, which how much is it worth?
Correct.
Okay, so which, what are you appealing
on? This is appraised value.
Okay, on all of these?
Correct.
Okay, so you aren't contesting the commercial, there's a, you got a lettuce.
Okay. They're nightly rentals.
You're not, okay.
Okay.
You're not contesting that.
Correct.
All right. And the appraised value, are you going to go through each one, or are you arguing them as a whole in each development?
Well, we're going to talk about Branson Cove and those five. And
yeah, the ones we have on the docket
correct.
Today.
Yeah. I'd okay. like to talk about each one, but I have all the data right here in front of me.
Okay. Data being?
My numbers.
Okay. And is that, are you talking about actual sales numbers
well,
and things like that, or are you talking well, appraised
let me,
value?
Let me take it a different direction.
Okay.
One of the, first of all, my name is Dave Pavin. My partner, Andrew Covington, we have a business called Above It All Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went into Branson Cove with the intent of building five units, and we've actually built five units. And in my opinion, and Chris might say differently, they're the nicest units. But what startled us is when we first got into this, we assumed that the tax rate would be 1.15 per square foot, and based on the 2023 rates, it's basically a triple on a square foot basis. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, it seems each unit 9, unit 33, unit 34, unit 44, and unit 45 all have different square footage tax rates. So there's not a consistency, whereas two of the smaller units are the exact same size building, the middle two are the exact same size, and then we have a large unit, a 12-bedroom at 7,800. So my question is, I don't understand why the rates are different on a square foot basis. Because it's the same size building.
The 12-bedroom that you're talking about is
yes.
BOE 310, I believe. That's currently valued at $921,166. That was the appraised value sent out to you by the assessor.
This is unit 34?
I think so. That's the 12-bedroom?
Yes, the 12-bedroom. The appraised value from the assessor is $1,323,580.
It's not what we have on our sheet.
Yeah, I don't know which one we're talking on.
Is that 310.
BOE 310.
BOE 310.
Okay.
I'm just basing mine on the various cards and how these came
sure.
out. And while we're looking that up, I paid taxes for two of the units in 2022, Unit 9 and Unit 33. Unit 9, I paid $5,996, and that's going to go up to $18,294. And then the other one has gone up significantly to $17,338. My point is, that's a pretty significant increase over a short period of time. And we just built these, and literally, we won't have our first year until December for all of them. So,
when were they completed?
I can tell you they were. The big one was just after 4th of July of last year. So they're all built and they're all up and running now.
Okay,
that's correct.
So the biggest one was the last one to be completed.
Correct.
Okay.
And that had a $50 tax bill, and then it's gone up to $22,244.
I'm going to assume that were they all built or in the various forms of completion through the beginning of last year?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they were assessed at various stages of completion.
That's correct.
And then when the final bill came out, it was okay.
That's right.
So 23, they're complete.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And again, we would have given also that discount that we gave because the developers came in with their value. And so on
so
this particular
one. So are
my
appraised numbers wrong based on these cards?
I think so. I think that
okay.
the developer got with the assessor's office and.
On the last week of June.
Oh, okay.
And so.
God bless them.
And so a number, I'm going to guess that the numbers we have, our sheet for number 311 is going to be totally wrong here because they've valued a different property, so I don't even know what that is.
Okay, but let's talk about 310 because that's the one the assessor's sitting on here at the moment. You're at 921-166.
Is this unit?
This is the one at 340 Branson Cove Boulevard.
It's the 12-bedroom.
12, okay. And I'm sorry, what was your, it was?
921-166.
That's based on the numbers given by the developer, is my understanding.
So all of these should be proportional.
They'll all be down about 25 or 30%.
Yeah, okay.
If you go on Beacon, the correct numbers are there now.
I'll do that.
Okay. Well,
I'll do that.
Since you're here today, let's make Susan. Let's go through them and let's start out with that one. Is that one based on the developer's numbers? Is that now reasonable?
Yes.
The 921-166.
Yes.
Okay. So, are you wanting to withdraw it, or do you want us to rule on it and deny it so that you have a right to appeal it? I mean, if you think the value is fine, that's up to you. But
before I make that decision, can we look at the other values?
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
And I'm sorry, one more time. 921-166.
Can I walk next to you?
Sure.
Okay, let me show you this.
Could you say them out loud so we can write them down too?
Yeah. Okay, so for 2023-310, the parcel number is
18-7.0-26-003-001-003.34.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the total is $921,166.
You don't need to do the parcel number, just I want to make sure the numbers are correct for us.
Okay, so we're going to start at the top with number 2023-307. Mm-hmm. That one comes in at
$799,497. Okay.
Let me just get
that. I think those numbers are the ones we do have
on our sheet. Number 9, okay. Okay, and that's going to come in at
$799,497.
Got it.
Okay. And then number 2023-308, for you it ends in 9.045.
Got it.
Okay. That one is $507,802.
Okay.
Okay. Number 2023-309, for you that ends in 9.033.
Number 33, okay. Yeah.
$759,677.
Got it.
We already did the 310.
Yep.
Sure.
And so now you want me to find
045.
Yes.
And that's not one you're going to have on your sheet.
Right.
Well, I can tell you what you're going to use.
$325 Water Sound.
Yeah, it's a different Water Sound.
325, yeah.
325 Water Sound.
That's the address.
Jerry, what was the parcel number ended on that one for 325?
Give me just a second.
I can give you. It's 18-70-26-003-001-009.045. So it's exactly the same as the one on VOE 311, except the 4 is a 5 at the end. That was the mistake.
That brings up 308.
Yep. Oh, so
I have 0.046.
You have 0.046?
0.046 is the end of it.
Oh, it's not 5. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it is. On the card, it's 0.046. That's correct.
Okay.
So in order to challenge these values, I said it.
If you wanted to further challenge the value,
you need to do appraisals on everything.
I mean, you can still argue here. We haven't made our decision, final decision, but I'm saying, assuming we've approved these values that she's provided you now, you would have a right to appeal to the tax commission if we deny them, deny any further.